the 2026 Big C Survivor's Guide, Nourishing Through Cancer. Episode 2, Managing Side Effects During Treatment. This episode is brought to you by LifeGain All-in-One Advanced Nutritional Supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. How to Manage Nutrition-Related Side Effects by Robin van Westhuizen. Cancer treatment can be challenging for eating and digestion, contributing to reduced dietary intake and/or weight loss. The goal is to help you maintain your strength, prevent unnecessary weight loss, and make eating feel more manageable. Here are some practical, evidence-based tips you can start using right away. Remember, everyone is different. Use what works best for you and speak with your healthcare team for personalized guidance. Nausea and vomiting. Chemotherapy drugs target cancer cells, but they can also affect healthy cells in your stomach and intestines. This can result in nausea and/or vomiting. Medical anti-sickness, anti-emetic medicines, are the first line of defense. Your oncology team will choose these using up-to-date anti-emesis guidelines. If nausea starts, try these helpful tips. Small, frequent meals. Aim for 6 small meals or snacks daily instead of 3 large meals. For example, 2 to 3 tablespoons of plain porridge or soft bread every 2 to 3 hours. Easy to digest bland foods such as soft white porridge, dry toast, white crackers, plain rice, and mashed potatoes. Avoid spicy, fried, or greasy foods. Cold or room temperature foods are tolerated better. Cold sandwiches with mild fillings like mashed avocado or cottage cheese. Cold fruits such as peeled apple, melon, or banana slices. Ginger tea can be made by boiling fresh ginger root, ginger biscuits, or ginger sweets. Use small volumes of 60 to 120 milliliters for servings of oral nutritional supplements between meals. Practical tips. Wear loose clothing and stay upright for at least an hour after meals and fluids. Use a straw when drinking for strong smells. Sample meal and snack example. Early morning, half a slice of dry white toast with mild flavored jam and ginger tea. Mid-morning, 2 tablespoons of white porridge, Jungle Tasty Wheat, Future Life Smart Original Food, or maize meal porridge with a teaspoon of sugar. Lunch, a small portion of plain white rice with boiled chicken and boiled carrots. No gravy. Mid-afternoon, 1 small banana or applesauce with small sips of rooibos tea. Early evening, plain mashed potatoes with a teaspoon of butter. And late evening, a small serving of plain yogurt or custard. Please note, this is only for short-term use, as it's not nutritionally complete. Optimizing fluid intake when you feel nauseous. Sip small amounts of water, rooibos tea, or ginger tea, and frequently. Taking small sips every 5 to 10 minutes is easier than drinking large amounts at once. Flavor lightly with cucumber, mint, or a splash of fruit juice to make water more palatable. Use ice chips, crushed ice, or ice lollies. They count towards fluid intake and can be easier to tolerate. Include high fluid foods such as jelly, soups, smoothies, and stewed fruit, custard, and yogurt. Try clear broths or mild herbal teas between meals. Taste changes. Dysgeusia. Taste and smell often change during treatment. Food may seem metallic, bitter, too sweet, or bland. Keep your mouth fresh with regular gentle mouth rinses. For example, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda and 1/2 teaspoon of salt in 250 ml of warm water. Rinse and then spit out. Brush softly with a soft bristled brush. Try marinating meat in citrus-free options like herbs, soya, honey or ginger, fruit juice or mild herbs to mask metallic tastes or smells. If red meat tastes unpleasant, try chicken, eggs, fish, beans, or dairy for protein. Use plastic cutlery if the food tastes metallic. If food tastes bland, add gentle flavor with lemon juice, fresh herbs, or mild spices. If you dislike the taste of water, flavor it with citrus-free options like cucumber, mint, or diluted fruit juice. Heat can intensify strong tastes. Let hot dishes cool slightly, or choose cold foods, such as yogurt, smoothies, egg mayonnaise, cottage cheese, or chilled fruit. Many may find that stronger flavors, like chutney or pickles, make food more enjoyable. Others prefer mild and creamy textures. Experiment and keep a list of safe foods. Fatigue. Nutrition can't remove treatment-related fatigue, but it can make it more manageable. Keep a steady flow of fluids and small protein-containing snacks to avoid energy dips. On extreme tired days, use convenience options without guilt. Ready soups, pre-cut fruit, rotisserie chicken, fortified smoothies. Combining nutrition with light physical activity, as you're able and cleared by your team, can improve energy and appetite. Sore mouth and oral mucositis. Sore mouth and mouth ulcers can make chewing and swallowing painful. Choose soft, moist, smooth, non-acidic foods such as scrambled eggs, mashed potatoes with gravy, pasta with a creamy sauce, soups, stewed fruit, pawpaw, banana, plain yogurt, and custard. Avoid rough, crunchy, spicy, or acidic foods such as toast, chips, citrus, tomato-based dishes, vinegar, or fizzy drinks if they sting. Add extra sauces, gravies, custard, or cream to increase moisture and kilojoules. Eat lukewarm or cool foods, as hot foods can increase pain. Avoid alcohol-containing mouthwashes, as they can burn and dry out the mouth. Keep lips moist with balm and sip water throughout the day. If you wear dentures, ensure the fit is checked. Reflux or heartburn. Reflux can worsen with some treatments or steroids. Eat smaller meals. Avoid lying down for at least 2 to 3 hours after eating and raise the head of your bed. Keep a log of your trigger foods. These may include chocolate, mint, fatty or spicy foods, and caffeine. Diarrhea. Some chemotherapy, targeted drugs, immunotherapy, and pelvic radiotherapy can cause diarrhea. It's important to manage diarrhea to prevent dehydration and malnutrition. Stay hydrated to replace fluid loss. Drink clear liquids, water, flat ginger ale, or electrolyte replacement drinks for 12 to 24 hours after a sudden bout of diarrhea. To make a homemade electrolyte replacement drink, mix 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 8 teaspoons of sugar, 3 tablespoons of orange juice concentrate, and 4 cups of water. Drinking clear liquids helps the bowels rest and replaces lost fluids. Examples include rooibos tea without milk, clear non-fat broths, strained pulp-free fruit and vegetable juices, pulp-free ice lollies, jelly, or clear oral nutritional supplements. Eat 5 or 6 small meals per day instead of 3 larger meals. Eating smaller meals may put less stress on your digestive system and make it easier for your body to digest food. Avoid foods and drinks that can worsen your diarrhea. High fiber foods, raw fruits and vegetables, full fat dairy products, foods and drinks containing caffeine, and spicy or high fat foods can worsen diarrhea. Choose foods that help manage diarrhea instead, like white rice, puffed rice cereal, or other low-fiber grains. Soft fruits like bananas and applesauce, cooked soft vegetables, and low-fat meats and dairy products. Constipation. Constipation refers to having fewer bowel movements than usual, having trouble passing stools, or having stools that are hard and dry. During chemotherapy, it can be caused by the treatment itself, certain anti-nausea or anti-pain medications, changes in diet, reduced physical activity, or decreased fluid intake. Gentle fiber, if tolerated. Use soft, soluble fiber to avoid bloating. Oats, psyllium husk, mashed banana, stewed prunes or pears, cooked pumpkins, or carrots. If appetite is poor, blend fruits and/or vegetables into small smoothies with added yogurt or milk for energy and protein. Prepare gut health jelly. Place 3 teaspoons of psyllium husk into a jar. Add 150 ml of fresh juice and add some lime to make it sour. Place in the fridge for 10 minutes. Add to smoothies, oats, or plain yogurt. Stimulating the bowels without heavy fluid loads. Small, frequent meals keep the gut moving. Warm fluids in the morning, even half a cup, can trigger bowel movement. Gentle movement, short walks, or stretching can improve gut motility. Appetite loss. It's common for appetite to dip during treatment. Your goal on low appetite days is to eat by the clock, not by hunger. Try 6 small snacks rather than 3 big meals. Keep ready-to-eat options on hand, yogurts, custard, cheese and crackers, and/or peanut butter on toast. Stay hydrated, but avoid overhydrating. Drink fluids between meals rather than with meals to avoid feeling full too quickly. Sip on nourishing drinks, such as milkshakes, smoothies, or oral nutritional supplements, if eating food is difficult. Avoid foods and liquids with strong odors that might worsen your appetite. Make food appealing. Eat foods at temperatures that you enjoy. Enjoy your favorite meals. Change the time, place, and surroundings of meals. Listen to music, eat with others, or enjoy a liked TV show while eating. Opt for soft, easy-to-eat foods such as mashed potatoes, scrambled eggs, smooth soups, smoothies, custards, or fruit purees. Smart nutrition to manage early fullness and weight loss. Swapping to smaller, more frequent meals is key. Limit large drinks with meals. Have most fluids between meals so you don't fill up on liquid. Enrich your meals. Focus on quality, not quantity. Add scoops of protein powder to foods such as yogurt, soups, stews, smoothies, porridge, tea, coffee, Milo, Nesquik, custard, flapjack mix, and desserts. This works well with a neutral flavored protein powder. Use honey, condensed milk, or cream to flavor your food, drinks, or coffee. Add smooth cream cheese or mascarpone to cooked starches. And add cream, cheese, or mascarpone to cooked sauces and add to meals. Add butter to cooked porridge and potatoes. Add grated cheese to potatoes and vegetables. Add hummus or tahini to mayonnaise. Add pureed lentils to gravies and butter beans to mashed potatoes. Add nut butter and/or powdered milk to breakfast cereals, yogurt, desserts, smoothies, soups, and cooked starches. Use nuts as snacks or sprinkle roasted nuts and seeds over foods like vegetables, yogurt, and breakfast cereals. And add avocado to smoothies. Cancer cachexia. Cancer cachexia is a complex condition involving weight loss, especially muscle, poor appetite, and inflammation. It's not simply not eating enough, though eating enough remains crucial. Management is multimodal. Early dietitian input, managing symptoms, such as nausea, pain, and constipation, and movement as tolerated. If weight is falling despite your best efforts, ask for a formal nutrition assessment. Options include fortified diets, prescription oral nutritional supplementation, texture changes for swallowing issues, and, when appropriate, short-term tube feeding to support you through treatment. Hormonal Therapy and Side Effects by Cindy Marie Hall and Megan Aitchison. Hormone therapy is one of the most effective treatments for certain breast and prostate cancers that are fueled by hormones. These cancers are called hormone receptor positive, meaning the cancer cells rely on hormones, such as estrogen or testosterone, to fuel their growth. Breast cancer. In women, estrogen is mainly produced by the ovaries before menopause and after menopause by other body tissues that convert hormones from the adrenal glands. Adjuvant hormone therapy, or AHT, helps slow or stop the growth of estrogen-dependent cancer by either blocking the effects of estrogen or reducing its production. The most commonly used agents include tamoxifen, a selective estrogen receptor modulator, or SERM, that blocks estrogen receptors in breast tissue. Aromatase inhibitors, AIs, such as anastrozole, letrozole, and exemestane, which inhibit estrogen production in postmenopausal women. Ovarian suppression therapy, which reduces estrogen levels in premenopausal women, sometimes combined with AIs for enhanced effect. Prostate cancer. In men, androgen deprivation therapy, or ADT, remains the foundation of treatment for prostate cancer, which depends on testosterone for growth. The goal of ADT is to reduce or block testosterone activity in the body. Current medications used are gonadotropin-releasing hormone, or GnRH, agonists, such as leuprolide, which suppresses testosterone production. Second-generation non-steroidal androgen receptor antagonists, including enzalutamide, apalutamide, and darolutamide, which prevents testosterone from binding to its receptor. Androgen biosynthesis inhibitors, such as abiraterone, which blocks the enzyme CYP17 and reduces androgen synthesis. Hormone therapy can be given before surgery or radiation to shrink tumors or after treatment to reduce recurrence risk. It's also used in advanced disease to control progression and symptoms. Side effects. While hormone therapy is generally well tolerated and highly effective, long-term suppression of sex hormones can cause physical, cognitive, and emotional side effects. Awareness and proactive management of these effects are essential to maintaining quality of life and treatment adherence. Physical side effects. Musculoskeletal symptoms. Vasomotor symptoms. Hot flashes and night sweats affect both men and women, often disturbing sleep and leading to fatigue. Fatigue is known to be the most common side effect in any cancer treatment, and can last long after treatment has stopped. Sleep disturbance. Difficulty falling or staying asleep is a prevalent side effect, contributing to daytime tiredness, impaired concentration, and reduced mood. Cognitive impairment. Also known as brain fog, people with cancer may experience memory lapses, difficulty concentrating, and slower thinking, affecting work, social life, and daily tasks. Weight gain and body composition changes. Loss of muscle mass, increased fat, and changes in body shape can impact self-esteem. Men on ADT are particularly at risk of central adiposity, which is the accumulation of excess fat in the abdominal area, and insulin resistance. Bone health. Long-term, hormone suppression accelerates bone loss, increasing the risk of osteoporosis that can lead to fractures. Preventative measures such as bisphosphonates or denosumab. Mood changes and feeling low. Fatigue, sleep disruption, and hormonal changes contribute to persistent low mood, irritability, and emotional distress, sometimes reducing motivation to adhere to therapy. Body image and self-perception. Weight gain, bloating, joint stiffness, and hair thinning can alter self-esteem and confidence. You may not feel yourself or feel older than your age. Social impacts. Pain, fatigue, and emotional distress often reduce participation in social activities, potentially leading to isolation and decreased quality of life. Sexual health and fertility. Women may experience low libido, vaginal dryness, or painful intercourse. Men may have reduced libido or erectile difficulties. Younger women face challenges from treatment-induced menopause and fertility loss, which can cause significant emotional distress, often undermined by the healthcare team. Most side effects can be linked to the physical side effects. Thus, management plays a vital role for physical as well as emotional recovery. Effective management of side effects involves a multimodal approach. Pharmacologic treatments. SSRIs for hot flashes, bisphosphonates for bone health. Exercise and physical therapy to maintain strength and mobility. Cognitive and behavioral support for brain fog and fatigue. Psychosocial support to address mood changes and improve adherence. Open communication with healthcare providers is essential. You should report side effects honestly, as underreporting may lead to premature discontinuation of therapy. There is also a need for more research into personalized side effect management, ensuring each patient receives strategies tailored to their needs. Using food to help manage side effects. Nutrition plays an important role in reducing the physical and emotional side effects of hormone therapy and supporting recovery. While no single food can reverse the impact of hormone suppression, a balanced diet can help maintain strength, stabilize energy, and protect long-term health. Did you know exposing mushrooms to sunlight for 15 to 20 minutes with their stems facing up significantly increases their vitamin D levels, making them one of the few plant-based foods that can help support healthy vitamin D status, giving you a delicious, sun-powered, nutrient lift when you eat them. Fatigue and muscle loss. Aim to include a good source of protein at every meal, such as eggs, fish, lean chicken, lentils, beans, or yogurt. Pairing these with slow-release carbohydrates like oats, quinoa, or brown rice helps sustain energy levels. Including small protein-rich snacks like boiled eggs, a handful of nuts, or cottage cheese with fruit can also reduce afternoon fatigue and preserve muscle mass. Staying hydrated, eating regular balanced meals, and maintaining a healthy relationship with food are key to supporting both physical and emotional well-being during treatment. Working with a registered dietitian can help tailor nutrition goals to your treatment and recovery stage. Bone health. Calcium and vitamin D are essential. Choose calcium-rich foods such as dairy or fortified plant milks, sardines, almonds, and leafy greens. Regular sunlight exposure and foods such as salmon, egg yolks, or fortified cereals help maintain vitamin D levels. Magnesium from nuts, seeds, and whole grains also support bone strength. Joint stiffness and inflammation. Focus on an anti-inflammatory eating pattern, which includes plenty of colorful fruits and vegetables, olive oil, nuts, seeds, and oily fish. These foods provide antioxidants and omega-3 fats that help reduce inflammation and support joint mobility. Weight and metabolic changes. Limit refined carbohydrates, sugary drinks, and processed snacks. Replace these with high-fiber foods such as vegetables, legumes, and whole grains to improve insulin sensitivity and promote satiety. Hot flushes and mood swings. Reducing caffeine and avoiding alcohol and spicy foods can ease symptoms. Including soya foods like tofu, edamame, or soya milk, if tolerated, may help balance mild hormonal symptoms in women. Nutritional Care in Childhood Cancer by Michaela Hines. Every child with cancer deserves care that nourishes both their physical and emotional needs. Nutritional support is a vital yet often overlooked aspect of pediatric oncology treatment. Treatments such as surgery, radiotherapy, and chemotherapy increase the child's energy needs while frequently reducing food tolerance and appetite. A child may encounter adverse consequences such as nausea, mouth sores, and taste changes that contribute to an unfavorable eating environment while their body is fighting infection and undergoing recovery. Tolerance, growth, and recovery. Providing a child with sufficient nutrition supports their treatment tolerance, growth, and recovery. Research has indicated that malnourished children face more infections, treatment delays, and longer hospital stays. Even modest gains in muscle strength and weight can significantly improve outcomes and quality of life. To ensure that a child with cancer can achieve this, early nutrition screening is imperative. A dietitian will evaluate a child's weight trends, food intake, biochemical parameters, clinical signs, and growth from the initial diagnosis onwards. Nutrition plans are individualized per child and regularly updated according to the child's unique needs. A dietitian will educate families on practical ways to increase the child's protein and energy intake through their daily meals. For example, adding peanut butter, milk powder, or oil to porridge. If it has been identified that the child's oral intake is insufficient, tube feeding or intravenous nutrition may be recommended to assist the child in maintaining their strength during the treatment. Dietitians will further collaborate with doctors, psychologists, and nurses to also manage side effects and reduce the child's mealtime stress. Families are encouraged to recognize small achievements, such as trying a new food, maintaining weight during challenging periods, or even just finishing a supplement. Ultimately, nutritional care in childhood cancer is about more than just the kilojoules. It's a focus on supporting the child's immunity, confidence, and growth, and providing hope during one of the hardest journeys a child can face. Nutritional support should be included as an essential part of care for every child with cancer. PEG feeding by Robin van der Vestesen. Percutaneous endoscopic gastrostomy, or PEG, is a small, soft tube placed through the abdomen into the stomach so that liquid food, water, and medicines can go in easily. It doesn't stop you from eating by mouth. When you feel able, you can eat orally. Think of a PEG as a backup route for nutrition while your body heals. When is it necessary and how does it work? A PEG is considered when swallowing is unsafe or too painful, or when you're losing weight and can't meet your body's needs by mouth for more than a couple of weeks. This can happen with cancers of the head, neck, and esophagus, or after major surgery or chemotherapy. A PEG is preferred for longer-term support, more than 4 to 6 weeks, while temporary nasogastric, NG, tubes are often used for shorter periods. How is a PEG placed? A gastroenterologist or surgeon passes a flexible camera down the throat to the guide placement. The tube is brought out through a tiny cut in the abdomen. The procedure usually takes less than an hour under sedation. You can normally start using the tube within 24 hours. Your hospital team will teach you and your caregivers how to use and clean it. What goes through the tube? Ready-made liquid feeds that contain energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and fluid are used in the hospital setting. Once discharged, you may continue with commercial feeds or transition to a home-blended diet using ordinary foods. A dietitian will assess individual needs and develop a personalized feeding plan to ensure the right balance of nutrients, safe preparation, and appropriate consistency for PEG feeding at home. If you can still swallow safely, you can eat and drink by mouth alongside PEG feeding. Does PEG help quality of life? Yes, especially when eating has become a daily battle. Studies in head, neck, and oral cancers suggest PEG can better maintain nutrition and reduce interruptions to treatment compared with NG tubes and improves treatment tolerance. In palliative cancer care, nutrition support, which includes oral nutrition supplements and enteral feeding like PEG, may support comfort and quality of life, particularly when it prevents distressing hunger or dehydration. Decisions are personal and should match your goals and values. Your care team will revisit them as your situation changes. Will I still enjoy food? If it's safe to swallow, you can keep tasting and eating what you enjoy. The PEG can then be used to top up your nutrition, so mealtimes become less stressful. Some people find that once pain, nausea, or dry mouth are better managed, they can increase oral eating again and reduce tube feeds. Will the tube be permanent? Not necessarily. PEGs can be removed when you're eating enough by mouth again. Does a PEG mean my cancer has progressed? No. A PEG is a support tool, not a sign of disease stage. We recommend it to protect your strength and help you to tolerate treatment. Guidance stresses early nutrition support to prevent or treat malnutrition. Could a PEG delay my cancer treatment? Maintaining nutrition often helps you complete treatment on time by reducing weight loss and treatment breaks.